The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a fantastic weekend. It is the 8th of April, 2019. All the best technology news that's been happening over the weekend, we'll get you caught up on right now in about 5 minutes. Okay, iPhone users, did you update Netflix and notice something's missing now? Yeah, I don't think it's coming back either. AirPlay. Yes, indeed, Netflix has completely removed a way to beam your Netflix content over there to your Apple TV from your iPhone. Or any other AirPlay device, for that matter. And they pretty much did this without telling any one of us. There were little hints last week that maybe something was going on, but we didn't think it'd be this. So, reaching out to Netflix, what have they said? Well, apparently it's because of a technical limitation. Now, this technical limitation, yeah, it could go either way. The more technical side of things is that Netflix is saying that most TV brands to allow AirPlay 2, you know, with that firmware upgrade. Well, apparently with Netflix, at least according to their spokesperson, AirPlay 2 doesn't have digital identifiers to let Netflix tell those TVs apart. So they can't clarify which users are getting the best Netflix experience when casting to those sets. Yeah, that's one technical limitation there. I might go also with that other technical limitation called Apple's going to start their own streaming service. Who knows? It doesn't sound like the two parties are getting along right now. And no word yet if the Netflix app will actually completely disappear. I can't see that happening. But then again, stranger crap has happened. Listen up, Microsoft, Nintendo, and Sony.
Listen up, you are under investigation. Who's investigating? Well, it's the UK Competition and Markets Authority.
Yes, apparently they're investigating their online service practices violating customer protection law. They're basically poking around to see whether their auto-renewal policies are fair and how easy it is for you to get a refund when you're not very happy. Other things they're looking into, of course, Sony raising their prices for PlayStation Plus, and they've done that a lot more than once, haven't they? And they're also seeing if you're going to get the same volume of content of free games and other perks that you did before with that price increase. Not much else was actually available as far as info goes, as they emphasize they're just starting their investigation. It will take a few weeks, maybe a few months, to find out if the companies are actually being fair to their customers.
We shall keep you posted.
Finally, oh, Google. Probably somebody got fired today. You know those rumors about the upcoming light version of the Pixel phone? Ain't rumors no more. Yes, Google's official website, they've actually leaked the name of its upcoming light Pixel phone. So we know now it definitely does exist. It's called the Pixel 3A. As right now, the Pixel 3A link, when you click on it, doesn't go anywhere. And even when you try to compare editions of the Pixel phone lineup, they just go to dead pages right now. But other than Google's little mess up here, we have heard other info regarding the 3A. Including what some of the features we're going to be seeing on the phone. 4 gigs of RAM, 1080 by 2160 displays at 400 DPI, that's kind of nice. OLED screens with that Snapdragon 670 processor, and apparently a 3000 milliamp hour battery. As far as pricing, yeah, we still don't know that yet. We're waiting for Google to screw up again on the page. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our website, of course, for everything that's happening at the British Tech Network. And all of our podcasts are over there, too. Get subscribed there. You can also find all of our wonderful shows on iTunes as well. Give us a like on Facebook, too, British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And join us in our community at our Slack room. You can find it by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours, but until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday ahead, and thank you so much, as always, for listening.